Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Greg Hahn, Stupid World Records, and Donnie Baker. They're all coming up right after this.
Here's Tim Cavanaugh.
Jesus is just on race with me.
Yeah.
Jesus is just on race. Oh, yeah. Jesus is just on race with me. Jesus is just on race.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Willie Griswold.
Good morning.
I'm Chick McGee with World Record. And here's Tom Griswold, and we have one of the Bob and Tom legends.
I'm very excited. Comedian Greg Hahn has joined us. He's got a big Ohio swing coming up. Woo! At the Funny Bone, Columbus, Ohio, November 10th, and the 11th and 12th at the Wiley's Comedy Club in Dayton. Also coming up, Illinois. We got something going on in Sarasota, Florida. Details. But I got to tell you this. New Year's Eve, December 31. It's going to be the Diamond Joe Casino in Northwoods, Iowa, with Willie G and Greg Hahn.
Willie G, the most sought-after opening act in the country.
New Year's Eve.
You ripped it up. Sorry, Chick.
New Year's Eve this year is going to be December 31st. Is that right?
Well, your idea to do it on a Monday, which I want to do the same thing. Get Christmas on a Monday every year. That way, you know, you get the three-day weekend.
Nice.
But, okay. You know, like they do with some other holidays, like President's Day and stuff. Really yeah. Seems kind of disrespectful, doesn't it? Hey, Abe, thanks for all that stuff you did, but you're sticking your birthday on a Monday.
You think they'll ever move Christmas or Thanksgiving or anything like that?
No.
Why? What for? How come?
I don't know. You know, make it
for
easier?
Fun?
Yeah, like make it a Monday or something.
Well, Thanksgiving, they already did that. It's
That's
on Thursday.
What Tom just said.
No, why don't they do that? Why don't they? I mean, really?
Because it's
Christmas.
A religious holiday, you idiot.
Nah. He's born in March.
Come on.
Okay.
That's true.
Really?
Say he's born in March.
No it's else. A fact that Coca-Cola started the Santa Claus and the snow and Christmas.
No, it's a fact that Santa Claus is real, you moron.
That's what I said.
Okay. Fortunately, we can change the subject.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Hi, Donnie.
I know Hans in there. I'll keep it brief. Hey, has this ever happened to you? My buddy Phil Mosier here at work said he's going out for Chinese food for lunch yesterday.
Right.
And he asked if I want anything.
Okay.
And of course I did, but the fact remains, I don't know how to pronounce it. Because usually I just eat 100% like authentic American food, you know, like pizza, spaghetti, tacos, sure. Stuff like that.
Sure. Well, I'm not sure pizzas and spaghetti tacos are necessarily American.
Just let him go.
Whatever, Bobby Flays. That's the exact same diet that gave us pro golfer John Daly, and ain't no one more American than him.
I can't argue with that.
Even his pants look like the flag. But here's the other thing about eating Chinese food. I don't really know how to use chopsticks regular. And what bugs me is the guys here at work sort of look up to me because I'm the only one here that's ever traveled out of state.
Oh, wow.
I swear to God. Hell, Jamie Barnes ain't never left the county.
No?
Mainly because of his ankle monitor. Yeah. But the last time I used chopsticks in the break room, one got away from me and took out Debbie Kendall's left eye.
Oh my gosh.
Don't feel bad for him. Hell, he's still living high on a hog off them disability checks.
Oh.
Not to mention the forklift driver that replaced him. Josh has the best set of natural hammers in the whole warehouse.
Oh, that's great. Yes.
Swear to God, I'll hook you up. Anyway, when I've tried to use chopsticks, it takes me about a half hour just to stab one little grain of rice that's a chore. And I think it sort of affects her image of me being a well-seasoned, cultured world traveler.
Donnie, you're not supposed to stab the food. You're supposed to pick it up, kind of like tweezers.
Yeah.
I ain't doing surgery, Tom. They're not tongs, dumbass. Not to mention, my fingers don't work like that. Just ask Angel Skinner's. Yeah, I got one finger. It's in the Third Base Hall of Fame.
Oh, God.
You ought to see me work a fidget spinner. So anyways, my buddy Phil starts rattling off all these things on the Chinese menu. Asks if I want a crab rangoons. Mm-hmm. Crab Rangoons. I'm pretty sure that was a Brooke Shields movie.
That was, what, Blue Lagoon,
Blue
maybe?
Lagoon, yes. Yeah.
See what I mean? Half the names ain't even appetizing. I mean, Mugu Gaipan just sounds like a health code violation. I'll say it right to General Chow's face. So long story short, is another day of eating lunch out of the vending machine again. But at least I can pronounce all the American food in there, like, you know, Funyuns, Sun Chips, and Cheez-Its.
Okay.
And all the foods that fueled the fire during the Cold War.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go.
Thanks, Tonight.
Enjoy your dinner.
Order the poo-poo chicken. I get the poo-poo chicken. Delicious.
Very, very.
Or mix it up and get the chicken poo-poo.
Okay. Good. Very, very good. We return to the sports desk with Mr. McGee. What did we miss?
One more. Here we go.
Stupid world record.
A gentleman by the name of Zion Clark.
Zion. I knew it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. A little bit of Fireside Theater there.
Once again, his this gentleman's name is Zion Clark.
Zion.
He's an athlete, but he was born without legs.
Yeah?
He's broken two Guinness World Records. Earlier this month, he achieved the record titles for the highest box jump with his hands.
This is unbelievable. Watch this guy doing this. He's on the ground, and it's like he shoves himself up.
And just shoots up?
Yeah, and then...
You know what? I knew I was going to enjoy him explaining this. I had no idea how much.
This is radio. The guy, I mean, the guy's an incredible athlete.
Yeah. Where is he?
Where is he?
Probably on the ground somewhere.
I know he went to Kent State. And he's a, but he's, I mean, the guy that's miraculous.
Kent State, so he didn't have to duck.
Oh!
I was thinking maybe I shouldn't mention that because some jackass like Joshua. Hey.
Insensitive for two different reasons.
You throw rocks at guys with guns.
All right, okay.
All right. Now, we need your explaining talent over there, Tom. The highest box jump with his hands and the most diamond push-ups in 3 minutes. What are those?
Do you know what diamond push-ups are?
Yeah, you put your hands, make a diamond with your thumb and index finger.
They're called tricep push-ups a lot.
Impossible.
Yeah.
For me?
They're hard to do.
I mean, admittedly, I'm not going to say that. It's just too cruel. This guy is a tremendous athlete.
So he's doing push-ups like on his hands.
I think it would be pretty funny, though.
Don't.
If you went to a magic show.
Yeah. Oh. You're right.
And no, this guy, you did the old saw the thing.
This guy's an amazing athlete.
That'd be a great Halloween
side
trick,
gig,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet the guy would do it for Halloween.
I get the box jump thing just with his hands.
Right.
That's something. But this diamond push-up thing.
I have a feeling he has
far less to lift.
Yeah, but he has to be on a handstand.
Exactly.
Like in a handstand position.
I bet his waist isn't touching the ground.
Yeah, how much does a leg weigh?
Come on. But look at this guy's arm. This guy could strangle you with one hand. In fact, I'd pay to see that.
Do you? Is that what you think? He would come in here and he would immediately see me as the one to strangle.
This is awesome. So how far did he run on his arms? Or his hands, rather.
Well, I'll get to that here in just a second.
So you don't like my magician idea?
I do, and I think it would be a good... I think
ta-da, and then people are screaming. And
right.
Never mind.
I like it.
Okay, thank you.
This gentleman, once again, his name is Zion Clark.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, you ready?
Zion, almighty Zion!
Like Clark Bar, but fun size in this case.
He had 248 diamond push-ups in 3 minutes.
Wow.
And the 33-inch tall box jump using nothing but his own two hands.
Hey, Pat, have you seen a 32-inch box?
I have in my day.
Oh, guys.
I've been around.
Guys.
My keys and we'll drive out. I believe it's that joke.
Son of a gun, you've got large hands.
Yeah, you lift it the same. Thank you.
Zion's two new records add to his growing list of achievements, including All-American wrestler at Kent State. Well, come on. There's less to grab if you're wrestling him.
You got to stop this.
This is unfair.
Plus, you kind of don't want to touch him.
No!
Yeah, this is weird. I'm just saying. It's got the creep factor has to come in a little bit.
Oh, yeah. He's a two-time state track champion. Well, that's got to be a discus.
Well, how's he a
discus or a javelin or a shot put?
I think it's time to move on to a new topic.
You can't.
No, this is an important
story. I'm not creeped out. I'd try to strangle him right away.
Good defense. Good offense.
Yeah, right. Just right for the throat.
That's right.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
I want to do a palate cleanser. Is that possible?
Sure.
Christy?
Yeah, what do you want to do?
The story about the dog rescue. This is my favorite story of the day.
Oh, here's video of that guy wrestling. Oh, the other guy has him in a phantom leg bar.
You can't stop.
Firefighters in Alabama rescued over a dozen dogs from a roof of a kennel.
They have all
following
their legs.
An evacuation. I don't know if they have all their legs. All I didn't check.
Don't humor.
Jay Barrett from the Kennel Dog Days of Birmingham.
Share it. Oh.
Said two workers and several animals began having what appeared to be breathing difficulties after a contractor put new sealant on a floor that was being refinished.
Aww.
The fumes forced an evacuation of 13 large dogs that were housed on the second floor, and they were taken to a rooftop play area. Firefighters used a ladder truck parked beside the building to carry the animals off the roof.
Isn't this the cutest rescue ever?
Yes, how did they not warn them?
Barrett said the humans are all fine. We did take 5 dogs to the vet as precaution. All were cleared, though, and returned to their owners.
They asked the dogs where they were, and they went, roof! Roof!
Hey! Oh, we'll be right up! Hey, roof!
Sorry, I can't even do it. It's so stupid. I'm sorry. Greg, you try saying roof.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, it's a good thing they weren't on the second floor. Dogs can't bark there.
But this is going to be the greatest calendar ever. You've got firefighters, these good calendars, then dogs.
Yeah.
I've never had a dog of the month calendar. I love dogs.
The latest firefighter calendar out of Australia is out, and
no kidding.
There's a lot of kittens. One guy's holding a kitten. Not that I've looked at it.
A lot of hoses hanging out.
A lot of kittens. Yeah, a lot of xylophones being swallowed. Yeah.
I have a vet story if you'd like to hear it. We've been talking about snakes.
Yes.
And some people have been, well, recently a grandmother was
eaten alive by a reticulated python.
Right, right.
Indonesia.
When they get large, a lot of people like to keep pet snakes. Sure. I had one for a little while. Well, Ed says, my friend and I were talking about that python story of the grandma. He shared a story of a woman who had a constrictor species of snake. So it was a python or a boa. Mm-hmm. Every night, the snake would lie straight on the bed beside her.
This is an old internet thing. I grew up with this story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've heard this. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off, but this is...
She thought something was wrong with it and took the snake to the vet. The vet told her, no, there's nothing wrong with the snake. He's measuring you. She asked for clarification. He said, the snake is measuring you to see if he's large enough to eat you.
Oh, so is this an urban legend?
My friend Kendall told me this happened to her aunt, and then at camp I heard this story again a couple of years later. And
gotcha.
It's a big internet thing. It was everywhere for a while.
It may be an actual thing that snakes do. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it might be.
Sounds like an urban legend to me, but...
Well, sure, the wind was blown out of the sails of that.
So they were taking doggies down. they were taking doggies down with the hook and ladder. It's the cutest thing you've ever seen.
All rescued, all fine.
Yeah, all the dogs made it out alive. They're all good. So this is a sweet, happy story. What else is happening at the news desk?
Well, pet kangaroo is on the loose in Indiana.
Oh, jeez.
It was being kept by a man in Carroll County. It went missing Sunday afternoon near the town of Patton.
Tom, you coughing over there?
Are you okay?
Kangaroo's
upset. Poor guy.
Wrong pipe.
Family and friends of the kangaroo's owner have been searching the surrounding areas. Law enforcement and animal control in the area are not aiding in the search, the sheriff said, but the owner does have proper permits to own kangaroos. So.
Okay.
Well, if you find the kangaroo, you'll know it's the right one because they keep the permit in that pouch.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, why would you?
Have you tried that new kangaroo beer? It's not very good. Too many hops.
Hey!
Hey!
Write that down. Use that one.
I can't eat kangaroo. I know that. It makes me jumpy.
Hey!
Bada-bing. Ho, 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 ho.
That's right. You will rue the day if you
drink. Great. These are all great jokes.
We did all three kangaroo jokes.
We hit them all. Okay, sorry.
I wonder if his name is Joey. Do you think all kangaroos are called Joey? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it? What is that? A Joey is what, a baby kangaroo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Both, is that either male or female? They're still a Joey?
No, I thought the female was...
Josephine?
I thought it was Jolene. Something else we learned.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were all Joeys.
I'll find out.
Okay.
It's got internet.
All Joeys, right. And then the girls are Rachels. It's a friend's word.
Gotcha.
How you doing?
You don't like that? You don't care for that?
I think the little baby kangaroos should be named Phil, because they fill the little pouch. Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
I can tell you guys love that. Greg loves it. Josh loves it. Chick.
You know, mama kangaroos hate it when it rains.
Why?
Because the kids have to play inside.
Christy's right.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, they're all called Joeys.
That's what I thought.
And then a female kangaroo is called a Doe. A male kangaroo is called a Boomer.
Oh.
Huh. Whatever, Boomer.
Wow.
Isn't that what they say?
Yeah.
Okay, Boomer.
Okay, Boomer.
Okay, Boomer.
I'm a Boomer. I don't know.
I'm sorry. What is a female is a doe just like a deer?
Yep.
But the male is a... Okay, I had no idea. What's a sweet story?
A doe?
You know, I think that...
A female?
This...
Can they kill people?
Yeah. They really can.
We had very rarely. We had one last year.
They'll kick one to death.
It depends on what kind of kangaroo you're talking about.
If you get a hold of
an aggressive one.
A killer kangaroo.
I mean, the bigger...
You get one that's on the loose, that's also on the lamb because they jumped bail.
They all look like they can bench 250.
I'm telling you, it's...
You look at a kangaroo, it's like, do you even lift, bruh? Uh-huh. That's what they say to you.
There's some little, like, red kangaroos.
Kind of a new meme type thing.
Hey, U.S. Customs officials.
Wait a minute, I'm not done with kangaroos yet. Hang on. Have you seen the muscled kangaroos?
Yeah, I have seen that guy.
It's freaky.
It's the creepiest thing you've
ever seen. Is it real?
Very visual.
It's very real.
Look at that, man. I'm over. I'm going to go press. I'm going to smash, man.
Our listeners can't see it.
Tom's not even looking at you.
No, I'm trying to find this thing where the kangaroo killed the guy.
But they don't punch, though, do they?
Yeah. They will punch.
Kick,
yeah.
Too.
Oh, they kick like crazy.
Yeah.
They kick a hole right in your stomach.
And they'll bite you. Bite you right.
Well, here's a cool one.
They'll bite you. Some carry knives.
Knees your ear butt.
This guy made kangaroo meat chili and served it to students without telling them.
Well, if he told them, they wouldn't have eaten it.
Wow. Yikes. I wonder if you served it on pita bread.
Pita bread?
Yeah, you know, it's got a pocket.
It's got a pocket.
A little chili on pita bread.
Did you see Josh? He was genuinely defeated. Now, what was your remark about the guy fed the students kangaroo meat and didn't tell
Tom said he didn't tell. He said, of course not. They wouldn't have eaten it.
And it was the quietest you've ever heard.
Chris, you ever tasted a guy named Joey? Oh, no. Or never mind.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, here we go. Here's the kangaroo attack story, I think.
All right.
Yeah, here we go. Yikes.
Here's Tom with more.
Associated Press. They're saying a man was killed by a kangaroo in a rare fatal attack. Ooh, yikes.
Yeah.
So did it kick him to death?
77-year-old.
Oh, well, the guy didn't stand a chance.
I'll run as fast as I can.
Son of a... It wasn't a boxing match.
Police said the victim had been keeping the wild kangaroo as a pet. So, in other words, he deserved it. It's the first fatal kangaroo attack in Australia since 1936.
Yikes.
God.
And that year, there was dozens of kangaroo deaths. It was really bad. They were attacking...
Yikes. Okay, well, I'm sorry, Christy.
Speaking of that, the U.S. Customs officials are reminding travelers that pet pigs are not allowed in the United States. Officers from the Otay Mesa Port of Entry in California.
Otay.
Thank you. Let's whiten that up a little more.
O-T-A-Y.
Otay.
Yeah.
Otay Mesa. It's a port
of
entry in California.
The table is okay. Mesa meaning table.
They encountered a black miniature-sized pet pig accompanied by a 63-year-old male traveler. They were informed by a CBP agricultural specialist that live pigs are not allowed entry into the U.S. without a required veterinary service permit. The owners voluntarily returned their pet pig back to Mexico.
Send it back.
Rosa Hernandez, director of field operations of San Diego, said, quote, "While many travelers would like to cross pets of different breeds into the U.S., we must ensure that we mitigate potential diseases from animals that come from other countries." So that makes sense.
The little pig was seeking asylum.
Yeah.
From wolves.
Oh.
They like to eat them, you see.
Yeah, many, many
little,
stories.
Little teeny little pigs. Very tasty. Yeah, the wolves love good sausage.
Uh-huh.
Wolves
love a chorizo.
No, I know Mr. Hahn likes to keep his emotional support hog in his pants. that's the rumor. Nice. That's what I'm hearing.
Very nice.
I'm hearing.
You ever wake up with a pig, Tom?
Yeah. Maybe not. Yeah, maybe so. Okay. I'm sorry. Christy, give me the teaser, please.
Well, we have a restaurant for dogs coming up, and we have a guy who posed as a dead body on TikTok for 321 days. Now he's going to be a TV star.
Wow.
Yeah, and we have a tribute to this guy. I'm very, very excited about this
guy. And a restaurant for dogs. How do they serve it?
How do they serve dogs?
Quietly, apparently.
No, it's four dogs.
You're not wrong, Tom.
I don't think we've ever had something like that from one person. Or that, and the second one was quieter than the first time.
Oh, no, I've had these days before. Yes. This won't be the last time.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.